841 Galesburg's Morning News. Thanks for being with us here on this Friday morning. Happy Joe's. It's not going anywhere. Of course, we had some stories a few weeks ago that some issues, and this was just with some company-owned stores, and there were a lot of those that had some issues with some of those, but locally, it is no longer a company-owned store. It is locally owned, and you have seen Leslie Boynton there if you've gone there, and now she is the owner of our local Happy Joe's, and she joins us here this morning. Leslie, good morning.
Good
How are you today?
Good morning. I am great. How are we doing?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, let's talk about this journey. So how long have you been a Happy Joe's person?
I have been a Happy Joe person for 8 years.
Okay.
Fun years.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, how could it not be fun, right?
It's so fun, exactly.
That's what Happy Joe's is
Everyday
all about,
adventure.
Right?
That's right. That's
absolutely.
Right.
Well, and you've been through some interesting times, and including the death of Happy Joe himself.
Yes.
and some changes over the last few years. So let's kind of talk with this most recent change, and in the news came out that, oh, the company stores are in trouble and this and that, and this here in Galesburg happened to be one of the company-owned stores. Kind of talk about the process and how this all came about that you ended up as the new owner.
Sure. So, well, there's two Illinois stores. There's Kewaunee and there's Galesburg. And they what they're focusing on is making all of the Iowa stores corporate and franchising out the side stores. So I stepped up and Miss Heather and Kewaunee stepped up. So we're sister stores doing our thing now. So
okay.
It's exciting and ready for some new changes.
So they actually they came to you and asked if you would be interested? Or
they did.
In
they
this
did.
Process?
They offered it to Tony, who was the head coach for years.
Mm-hmm.
And he, for other reasons, decided not to. So they came to me, and I thought, why the heck not? Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite an undertaking, though. I mean, you've been a manager for how long now?
8 years.
All 8 years.
Yeah,
okay.
Eight years.
So you've been managing there. So you've known all the ins and outs of
right.
it and everything that's going to go on. I mean, any changes for you personally as far as being in this role now, even more hours than you're already putting in?
Even more hours.
Yeah.
Even more hours, which is great. I needed that. I'm more involved with the community. They can see me. They can meet me, ask for me, and I'm there, you know. So and just being with the staff. It's fun. It's my second family. So it's great.
Well, it's got to be because you spend so much time with them, right?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely.
They're stuck with me.
You know, it's really interesting. We were just talking off there a little bit about the changes that the restaurant went through. What was it? 4 or 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Was it longer than that even? With the Happy Joe's Grill and the change in
that
the menu and all that?
That started from day one when we opened the doors
okay.
over there. But
So with that and just even friend company-wide, that and I was kind of surprised you told me that. That was actually Happy Joe himself. That was kind of his idea because he thought maybe his original idea.
Kind of get with the times.
He tried to get it. And really, and it's like I don't think he realized all of his customers didn't feel that way, that Happy Joe's was what it was. We loved
pizza
the pizza.
And ice
We're
cream.
There for pizza and ice cream and the fun, and that's unfortunately didn't work out for him. But fortunately, on the other side, you still had all of that
as
well.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. So that's nothing's going to change. And also something that you've done also with the changes going kind of back the other direction, getting rid of that menu. Some more games have been added and everything too.
That is correct. Yep. And I'm thinking next week my game IT guy is going to bring us some more fun stuff. So,
oh great!
Take out one that's just being ornery and give us a couple better ones. So
yeah. You have a favorite game, Tyler? I like. You know, I don't get to play much, but Lincoln, my 8-year-old, he loves the Batman game. And usually he couldn't. I don't. Now he might be able to reach, but he couldn't reach the gas pedal. So he would get to steer.
Oh,
I would get to push the gas.
That one.
Well, just like when you're on the road on a normal
exactly,
basis.
Normal driving day. Yeah. He steers. I run the gas and brake.
Well, we did take out the Batman.
Oh, you did. Okay.
So that was one of my favorites. Unfortunately, it was just one of those expensive maintained games that just. It was ornery, but we did get in those two motorcycles.
Yes, and we have tried that. Those are fun.
And I'm competitive, so if you want to come and race me, and if you win, I'll buy your lunch.
You know what? You know, this would be a Galesburg Morning News thing. You and I, Tyler,
we're
going to
take it on the
motorcycles because those were fun. Those
they
are really
super
fun.
Oh, yeah.
Very competitive.
Those are a blast. And
let's go.
Absolutely. All right. Leslie Boynton joining us. She's the new owner of the Happy Joe's franchise here in Galesburg. Well, let's talk about just during your time. Obviously, you've seen some changes and come back. Anything else that different than maybe we don't know about that's gone through within the company?
Not really. Nothing's changed. The recipe's the same. It's been the same recipe for 50 years. We're trying some new things, some new flavors. We just introduced the caramel apple. We've had the apple pizza forever. Put some caramel on it. Now you have this beautiful fall pizza, right?
Yeah.
So desserts. I'm selling all my desserts for $5.99, super cheap, running some crazy weekend specials. This weekend, Mm-hmm. Two mediums for $30. It's a great deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. So with the kind of the different flavors and ideas, because Happy Joe's has been an innovator in so many. You know, yes. Invented the taco pizza, of course, the Happy Joe's special. I would have never, ever thought I would eat sauerkraut. But, oh, my, and people still sometimes look at me like I'm crazy when they try it. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this works.
Right. And if you really enjoy it, throw some green olives on there. Now you've got that extra sour.
Now, I don't think I can go that far. Are you the green olives?
Oh,
I
don't know.
You're venturing into a world.
That would be a venture.
Right.
No, but so I'm guessing do most of these ideas, were most of them from Happy Joe himself or from people within the company or suggestions from fans? And
Happy Joe himself was the creator of all of these recipes.
Yeah.
We've done some contest, if you will, where take these ingredients, make a pizza. If we like it, we'll put it on our menu. You know, create it and call it your special. Tom's magic moment, you know.
Whatever. Oh, got to come up with something.
Yeah. So, and if it sells, it's huge. And they're going to put it in all the stores and –
Wow.
So,
yeah,
we're open. We're open for suggestions.
I don't know that they're going to call it the Galesburg Morning News pizza, but.
Hey, no. It might be the motivator, you know, that everybody needs. So.
There you go. No, but it's just, you know, one of the things you mentioned a couple of minutes ago was the recipe has not changed for 50 years. And it's so funny I sometimes see on social media. Yeah, it used to be good until they changed the recipe. It's like, you know what? I've been gone at times and come back, and anytime I've been gone or whatever.
Yes.
It's always tasted the same because it's the same recipe.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't understand it. And you know, the consistency as well, because I've been to maybe a couple different locations in the Quad Cities as well. It's the same recipe.
The same recipe.
Yep. Yeah, I just
same
don't.
Same sauce, same dough, same cheese.
Yeah.
Same love that Happy Joe gave. You know,
yeah, that's one of the special things you mentioned, the sauce. And I think that's one thing that sets Happy Joe's apart from a lot of them, that sweet component to the sauce, which I think that's kind of what does it for, especially the Happy Joe special in particular.
The taco pizza sauce.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Phenomenal.
Oh, God, I'm so hungry again now. Maybe I should eat more of this breakfast pizza that's right here.
Luckily, we have some on hand.
Yeah, exactly. What's this one in particular called? It's got the bacon and sausage.
That's
and
the three
bacon.
Meat.
The three meat breakfast pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, it is so good. And I sold you off there. I'm not a huge breakfast pizza person, but this is incredible.
It is delicious. It's
taco
sauce
amazing.
On it. It does a whole different thing.
Yeah. So thank you for that. And yes, I did.
You're welcome.
I gave that a try. So yeah, thank you for
You're
bringing
welcome.
That here this morning. All right. So Happy Joe's, North Henderson Street here in Galesburg. And so let's talk about this location and then when the move happened there. Was it anything? Was there anything? I guess it was. It's a different setup, and then you went through some changes like with the ice cream machines and that, and so now kind of a change back. What any other changes coming in the future? I know you said some more games are coming in, but any other changes in the near future? Or
I want to put a salad bar in. I want a huge salad bar like we had at the old store. It's huge. You don't see many salad bars in town. I was a huge fan of sirloins, and that's sometimes I just want a cold salad. So I'm going to try to bring that back.
I'm not so much of the salad person, but I will admit it was a great salad bar. But you know what? The one thing I really loved, your cheese soup you had on
the soup. Just a simple soup. Yeah. Soup is back. I brought some soup back. It's getting cold. So.
And what I used to do on that was you also had on the salad bar your Canadian bacon, same as you put on the pizza. I'd throw some of that in there.
Exactly.
There you go. The three meat salad.
We just got to bring it back.
See? I don't know if it's a problem, but just it's such a different setup than the other store was because the other store was so long.
It is.
This is a little bit different. So what kind of setup would you have, or do you know that part yet? Back wall, perhaps, where the ice cream was, or
what are you meaning? Are you meaning
like straight for the salad bar? Like how?
Yes. So I'm thinking maybe in that area where the yogurt machines used to be. That's kind of
curved. I kept saying ice cream. That's
no. You're good. Yeah. You're good. I really miss those yogurt machines. I'd like to maybe try to get those back. But those were just those machines were not worth the trouble that they gave us. So but yeah, a little construction maybe before I can put that in just to kind of straighten it back out. But see some changes. We're gonna. See some change slowly but surely, but
well, absolutely. Well, that the great thing is that if you haven't had it for a long time, if you thought the recipe changed, go try it again because it's the same as what you enjoyed as a kid or when you lived here before or whatever.
Right.
You know, it's so interesting to see now the fact that some of the expansion that you know in Florida even and some of the other places,
Florida, Branson, Egypt.
Yeah.
They're opening 9 stores in Egypt.
Wow. They're going to love it.
Yes, they're going
to
love
it. I don't know that I'll – I don't know. We'll take a, do the morning show over in Egypt and go to Happy Joe's. I don't know.
Well, it depends.
It would be much easier to do it here, but
– You would think.
Yeah.
Right? You would think. Maybe when it gets really cold.
Yeah, there you go.
Then we'll consider it.
We don't know that the Egyptian stores will have the motorcycle races, though.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Let's go.
Leslie Moyne is the new owner of the Happy Joe's franchise here in Galesburg. Anything else you want to get out about the store that somebody may not know or that somebody hadn't been for a while and needs to come back?
I've read a lot on social media. They didn't know we had a buffet. I have
really?
Read on my marquee that we have it. We have it Monday through Friday and on Sundays.
They should ask me because
yes,
I definitely
you do.
Know.
I think I just seen you there yesterday, didn't I?
Yes,
I
you love saw
it.
Me.
Yes, you did. It's there until 11 to 1:30 Monday through Friday. And then on the weekend we have, on Sunday it's just a brunch, 10 to 2. So come try the pizzas before you buy it. You can see what you're getting, have a request, let's talk about it. We'll put it out there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You had it at the old store along with the salad bar.
Yes.
But, yeah, that has not changed.
It has not changed.
Yeah.
It has not changed.
And
I'm thinking about maybe a nighttime buffet, maybe just one time a week.
Okay.
A lot of requests for that. So.
Yeah. One of the great things also, what you guys are nice enough, if somebody requests something, like for me, if it's not up there, it usually is, but if it's not up there.
You let me know.
Can you get the Happy Joe special out there? And you'll do
I'll make it happen. I will make it happen.
Anything special for you, Tyler? Anything you order? Anything in particular that –
I mean, I'm a meat lover myself, so usually there's something on there.
When I order for carry out, it's usually half Happy Joe special, half Canadian bacon sausage pepperoni, and it's all yummy.
There you go.
It's all delicious. All right. Well, Leslie Boynton, the owner of the Happy Joe's franchise here in Galesburg. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, you know what? My favorite's the BLT.
Oh, you know what?
Okay. BLT.
I got to say – I first looked at it and like, man, that's a lot of mayonnaise. I'm not a big mayonnaise fan.
Mayonnaise on a pizza. Oh, it does
again,
happen. It's delicious.
It works.
It works.
It's delicious. Yeah.
It really does.
Definitely love that. Oh,
yes,
man.
Sir.
What are you doing for lunch?
China cauliflower. That's really
good. I was there yesterday, but hey.
I'll give you three guesses. You only need one.
It's a whole new day. All right. Well, Leslie, anything else we need to know about Happy Joe's and what's going on there?
Nope. Just come and see us. You won't be disappointed.
And make sure you get your punch card for the buffet and eventually get a free
absolutely.
One, right?
Yep. After your 10th one, it's free. Tuesdays, we do 2 punches. So you get 2 punches, fill up that card faster and get that free buffet.
You know, you can't tell by looking at me, but I bet I've been through 3 of them and gotten at least 3 free buffets.
I love it. I really appreciate the business. Don't stop. Keep it coming.
He's got that punch card on his keychain.
I love it.
I just saw a meme on here that said somebody's suing Smartwater for not making them smart. Said, I'd like to formally announce my lawsuit against Thin Mints. Didn't work. All right. Happy Joe's has definitely worked that.
I love it.
Makes you happy.
That's right. It makes you happy. Exactly.
Exactly. Leslie Boynton, the owner of the Happy Joe's franchise in Galesburg. Well, Leslie, thank you so much.
Thank
Congratulations
you. I appreciate
on the venture and best of luck in the future.
Thanks so much, Tom.